Testing.
You can see test. In the paper and the TV
news. Test.
Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Test.
There's armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it. And John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Going by the book. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. I got some strains. Let me know if my sound here is coming by okay. There's always something odd going on with my equipment here. It's always something. So anyway, the sound of the music is low. And apparently, and then I think my speaking here is doing okay. Anyway, it's old equipment, but it's working. Family, welcome to the Watcher for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble, and I'm the host of this program. Family, today, I'm not going to be making many friends today. Oh, no, I'm not. I don't do this on purpose, but today I'm going to talk about symbols. Now, I wasn't planning on this till a little while ago, and I just had to kind of pull it out, and I realized, and I'll tell you why, yesterday kind of fell into place talking about numerology. And apparently it's not just something, you just a subject you talk about, and it's supernatural. One of these subjects, it is what the occult uses to control countries, families, their agenda, symbols. Magic is nothing more than manipulation of the supernatural, or should I say the supernatural manipulating humankind. The supernatural, we're talking Satan. We're talking something real here. We're not talking fantasy or religion or any of that. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about reality. I'm talking about the same reality of this principle called gravity. Jump off of a building. That's a good demonstration of it. It's the same thing. It's as significant as that. Your world leaders, Clinton, Buchanan, Putin, Queen Elizabeth II, Adolf Hitler, Churchill, FDR, his wife, Bush, his wife. You understand how high this goes? Clinton, all these guys, every single doggone one of them, Cheney, Buchanan, all of them, every one of them that's involved in the politics today, if they're not actually related as cousins in the royal blue bloodline, they are in fact robe-wearing Satanist Luciferians. Democrat, Republican means absolutely nothing. That's just to keep us busy and tied up and mixed up and separated. What drives this world today is the occult. This is where all the children are going for human sacrifices. You understand this? This is reality. This is what's really going on today. It's not a constitution and we've got to get back to republic and all that political. All that's to keep us divided, to keep us busy, to take us minds away from the reality of what's going on in the background. Shall I say it? Behind the curtain. And this can be proven, doggone it. This is not some false claim or, you know, some attention-getting start or something. I'm going to sell a book next week. None of that stuff. This is reality. And until people realize this reality, they will never succeed in any movements or marches or any of this stuff. It's going to fail. Every single time. It has so far, and it's going to in the future, until you take the right action. You see, and what they're trying to get you to do is armed rebellion, which will play right into their hands. It has ever since 1700s, 1800s, 1900s. It has always played in their hands every single time, bar none. You will not name me one time when armed rebellion has worked in the favor of the ones to want to be free. It has never worked. Ever. Fact, not fantasy. Now my sound is coming back. Okay, whatever. Anyway, strange. Family, it's like peeling away an onion. You see, it's like peeling an onion away. Each layer does not know. Each layer, as you head toward the middle of the onion, each layer does not know what the next layer is aware of and knows, or the agenda, actually. Now, these are facts. The Freemasons, first, second, third degree. Man, you don't have a clue what the Freemasons are about. Well, who are you? What lodge you from? It don't matter. The truth is out there. You're just not seeing it. And when you start asking questions at the lodge, they're going to shut you down. You see, every time you don't ask questions, do you? No, because they'll shut you down and you will lose your job. They will drive you out. If it's a Masonic, I promise you, I know for an absolute fact, you will lose your job in a very sneaky way. This is reality. Abortion plays in their hands. It is part of their agenda. Destruction of the family, feminism, other ways, plays in their hands because it's designed that way. Until people understand what's really behind the scenes, you will not succeed in this material world to delay it. And the only way you can succeed is supernaturally. How's that? Through Jesus Christ. Prayer absolutely works. But you got to have faith, real faith. So far, every other method that's been used has failed every single time since the dawn of this country, or should I say colony and dummy corporation. Family, you got to face the truth somehow to understand how to deal with it and what to do. You know, I'm emphatic about this, if you haven't figured that out already. Today, I'm going to talk about symbols. Symbols actually affect the environment, just like numerology. It works. They know how to manipulate it. It succeeds. For example, they'll murder in a ritual, identify 13 in a group or 33, a disaster, a fire, something set up that is designated as one of their ritual sacrifices, like the Russians did that hockey team, or like Americans do in our high level with troops or with a mass fire, like 911 was definitely a Druid operation, Freemasons at the highest level, to open up portals. The death and destruction creates energy. And that energy is siphoned off that you don't see, and it opens up portals allowing the supernatural entities to come inside this realm. This is reality. It's physics. It's like gravity. It works, but only in ritual and the supernatural knowledge. God allows it because Satan is prince of this world. This is what happens. They sacrifice human beings, animals, disasters, these kind of things, produces energy. And energy opens up the portals. It's physics, family. It's physics. And death and destruction is an abomination to God. This world is going to be destroyed and rebuilt for eternity, but a lot's going to happen between now and then. That Bible's real. That Bible's telling you what's getting ready to happen. We just don't know when. Well, in the meantime, this is what's going on today. Family, this goes right down to the individual family, right up to the country, and to the world. It encompasses the entire earth. It'll come right to your doorstep. When your child walks in the house with a Ouija board, you've brought the supernatural to your home, and you're going to have troubles in the flesh like you've never seen before. When children commit suicide because of Ouija board, I'd say it's pretty doggone personal, don't you? And when your child comes home with a black nail polish and little dangling little pentagrams on her chest and tattoos of pentagrams, family, you have a demon attached to that child. And that child's brought that demon home, might as well bring home a pet kitten. So if this ain't a pet kitten, this is a demon you can't see that will destroy your home for generations to come if you don't break that generational curse. This is what's going on. And they're not telling you about this because they're heading to a new world order based on humanistic materialism, atheistic materialism. Heck, is any kind of ism ain't good. If it's an ism, it's not good. Think of any ism as rheumatism. Oh, heck, throw in itis too. Family, this is not funny. This is getting serious. And people are going to have to learn. Well, you don't have to, but I highly recommend it. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. I'm going to talk about that today. I've been talking about it this past week in Bible studies. You know, people are taking aspirin to try to cure the flu. It ain't gonna work. Might make you feel better, but it's not gonna take away the flu. Trying to put an arm sling on a broken leg. Break your leg and put your arm in a sling. That's, you know, what they're trying to do. They got a broke leg and put their arm in a sling. Family, that's a better way of describing it. I'm going to try to give you all answers today. I always try to give you answers. I've always said, don't believe me, do your own work. Take what I say, don't believe it, and then challenge it. That challenging part is what you got to do. If you prove me wrong, great, let me know. And I'll change it, and I'll say, well, you're right, I made a mistake. I can make mistakes. I don't like to, but I do it. I can do it. I don't know it all, but I sure do an inordinate amount of research, I'll tell you that. But always be your own expert. Be your own knowledge bringer. Don't depend on somebody else. And don't depend on a preacher do you worshiping for you. You do your own worshiping. You do your own praying. You do your own reading the Bible. Preacher's just, he's just up, he's a servant. That's all he is. He's up there to lead you in the right path. Then you go and you become the expert. You do your own research. You do it yourself. Between you and Jesus Christ. That's it. Preacher's just there to point you in the right direction. That's it. Right now, the preachers are being misled. About 99% of them, pretty much now. Oh, absolutely. It's hard as Dickens down here, around here, to find a church to go to that's preaching the truth. Hard to find. Lukewarm, watered down sermons that just keep people away from God instead of bringing people to Him. Anyway, let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get down to it. Lord, thank you today for bringing us together in this Bible study and this broadcast today. Father, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have. Lord, we pray the Holy Spirit comes down upon us, Lord, and lead us in the right path, the right direction, and to guide us, Lord. And forgive us of our sins. We lay them before you on the cross. And Lord, we bring them to you. And Lord, we name them to you. Might be privately in the hearts, Father, you know, even before we ask. But Lord, we go through the effort of bringing it to you. And Lord, to acknowledge it to you so you'll know that we know that, Lord, our acknowledgement of our sins and acknowledgement of what we need, Father, we bring before you that we know that it'll be answered if it be in thy will. Lord, we thank you for the King James Bible. Lord, we call upon you to protect it and give us that knowledge, wisdom, discernment that we need, Lord, to guide us through the studies. Lord, to give us that discernment and knowledge and wisdom to understand the events of today, Lord, to be able to defeat the devil in his own game, that, Lord, we can overpower him through the Holy Spirit, that the Lord rebuke the devil, and the Father to give us that knowledge that we can pass on to others to discern, to lead them the right path for divine appointments, that, Father, we can spread the gospel. And, Lord, to keep us with the wisdom discernment of the end times events, so we can see through the deception that's being dealt out today. Lord, we pray for our veterans that's coming back and being targeted, Father, with these psychotropic drugs that's being pumped in their bodies and the thoughts of suicide that's being orchestrated, not only in the supernatural level, but, Lord, on the materialistic level, that they're being targeted on purpose, that, Lord, that you'll bring this to light. And, Father, to render null and void the effects of the psychotropic drugs on our children and on our veterans and those, Father, that's taken these psychotropic drugs to render them null and void. Father, we pray that you give courage, wisdom, discernment to the preachers, pastors, rabbis, and priests, that, Lord, that they'll pull them out of these churches and have them start teaching the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back and how to be born again, Lord. Because this knowledge is being overshadowed by the heresies being presented today. To bring back, Father, the truth through the Holy Word, that ye must be born again. To bring that back, Lord. We pray for children that's being sought after, abducted for these sacrifices by the Wicca and by the Satanist and all the like. And Lord, to close down their Wiccans and their covens. And Lord, to expose them at the highest level of who they really are. And Father, so we'll know and know how to pray. And Father, that's how we've been taught to pray in that manner. This Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but do deliver us from this evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. When it says forgive us of our debts, it says a little later in 14, about forgiving trespasses. The debt's trespasses is the exact same as sin. It's talking about the sins of what people do to you. You must forgive them. And what you do to yourself and have done, you must forgive yourself. If this forgiveness was to take place, there'd be a whole lot of changing going on. It is a supernatural world in which we live. The physical world is temporary. I've mentioned many times, and I try to keep things short as possible, because it's a very complicated conspiracy that we're in, and they made it so people would not try to become too knowledgeable about it. I've mentioned many times the areas of which they control, or should I say allowed to control for now. And one little paragraph, one little quote from Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, 1948-53, sums it up very well. Quote, "To achieve world government, it's necessary remove from minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas." Now, they presented national patriotism. They needed it for the world wars. 1945, it's now time to take it down. They needed religious dogmas to foment the world wars, to bring families together. They needed the dogmas of religion. See, Jesus is not about religion at all. Being a Christian is not about religion or Christianity, none of that. Being a Christian is following Jesus Christ. Christianity is a religion. Depends which sect that you want to belong to. They have different doctrine. That's not of God. The Catholic Church is a major sect and cult group that has the apron strings of all the other Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterian. There's no such thing as religion in God's world, in God's heaven. It's not religion. Man-made religion as given to him, the fallen angels and Satan designed religion to separate all mankind, and it works perfectly, and start wars, and get money, and hide Jesus. And to hide religion, they brought up philosophy. Now those are the two, what they call ashram rays, that's controlled of seven. It's religion and philosophy. Philosophy is designed to confuse a religion. Religion is designed to take you away from Jesus. Man, they got all the bases covered. Constantine created Christianity to control the Christians. I want to control Christians. We can't kill them off, so let's control them. So he created Christianity under a pagan root system that people don't know about. It worked. And then when people started pulling away from that false religion, dogma, about the Pope and all that, they started killing people. 50 to 68 million people were murdered. 50 to 68 million were murdered between 1200 and 1800 A.D., a little thing called the Inquisition. That's just the Inquisition. That's not counting the wars that the Jesuits set up. San Bartholomew Massacre. 100,100 were massacred in 1 week by Roman Catholic monks. Then Jesuits, under the guise of being Roman Catholics, but they're really destroyers, all Jesuits, they got into school system, military, politics, Fabian Society come in. All those are infiltrating into groups, and the people involved are like the onion I explained to you about. They don't know. So you've got a Jesuit that's trained to be a First Baptist minister. You got it? You got a Jesuit trained to be a Methodist or Presbyterian or whatever, to give you just enough lukewarm religion to keep you away from Jesus and being saved. That's how they do it today and always have. You see, Jesus, God incarnated human flesh. So Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe that. Mormons think he's brother to Lucifer. Right there is just two of 37,000 different sects that have a completely different ideology. And they think that just because they believe it, God's going to agree with it. He's going. What do you think he's going to do? Stand in the gates of heaven and say, okay, what are you, a Mormon? What do you believe? He's got a Mormon book over here. I believe that Jesus and Lucifer are brothers, and that when you're a higher level Mormon, you get a planet that you're going to be a god of. Okay, hold on a second there. Check Mormon, that's what they believe. Okay, you're good because you believe what Mormons believe. Okay. He's going to say, Jehovah's Witness, what are you? Jehovah's Witness. Okay, what do you believe? That Jesus is just a man. He's not God incarnated. Okay, hold on a minute. Jehovah's Witness and God and Jesus are going to flip through, right? Okay, that's what they believe. All right. And what are you? I'm a Hindu. Okay, Hindu. What do you believe? Reincarnation. Hold on. He goes through the Hindu. You got my point? He's not going to do that. No. No. That means God's a liar, don't it? No. He's got one set of rules. It's called the Ten Commandments. Ever heard of them? Ten Commandments. That's it. The King James Bible is the only true word of God. Now, if you take all the others and you trace the background of them, you'll find they are corrupt beyond imagination. Take out the Hindu scriptures and whatever. Trace it. It goes to ancient mystery schools of religion, back to Alexandria, Egypt, and India, and other places like that. Whatever. You'll find the origin of them are satanic. Trace them back to their origin. Just because they believe in reincarnation don't make it true. And Christianity is one of the worst because people believe by saying the prayer of being born again, just saying the prayer gets you saved. It don't. It's what's in your heart. It's what you really mean in your heart. And God knows the heart. That lukewarm, watered-down preaching going on in mega churches and the drums and the rock and roll music, man, don't get it. And yet when people go in, they feel good. Why? Because the music is like rock and roll. The music makes you feel, yeah, oh, I feel good. Yeah, the feeling is not being born again. It's esoteric, etheric. It's just rock and roll with a beat. And the drums, in fact, I'm heading that way now, draws demons to that church. Oh, yeah, it does. Absolutely does. People don't understand this, that that's frequency, wave, vibration. Frequency. Frequency is like taking a shot full of blood, pouring it in the ocean, and attracts sharks to your ship. The blood draws them there because they can detect it. Same thing for symbols. The symbols have energy, vibration. You can't see it, but it's there. The wind. You can see the leaves move, but you can't see the wind. You can't see electricity, but you grab yourself a live wire and find out what happens. You're going to do a little dance. It's there. Well, the supernatural world is exactly the same thing. You jump off of a building, you're not going to float. You're going to fall. Gravity's there. Do you see gravity? No. But it's going to pull you down right quick, too. Family, it's real. Symbols. This is hard to explain sometimes because it is invisible. But people are starting to see the supernatural coming out now. And it's going to scare the dickens out of them. When you have these shadow objects walking around, a lot of people are going to see this, and they're not going to tell anybody because they're afraid people are going to think they're crazy. Troops out there hearing voices in their head, that's technology being directed toward them. Look up voice-to-skull technology. People are quiet because people don't want to be ostracized for what they see because it's all supernatural. These forces work, and in the Bible, you go to church, right? I mean, you go to church. Those that don't go to church, well, I don't know what to tell you. But if you, people go to church, they sit there. What do you think you're going to church for? And if you ever picked up a Bible and read it, it talks about spirits. What do you think that is? Jesus takes exorcised demons out of bodies. He put them in pigs. It's in the Bible. 2,000 of them. A legion of them in one person. Because light don't have material. It can interact, intermingle together. So when you read these things, what are you thinking when you read these? When you read about Satan, you ever seen Satan? No, but the Bible talks about him. The demons, they're there. Being raised from the dead, what do you think that is? Supernatural. How about Jesus, for goodness sakes, alive? Well, nothing's changed. It's still coming. It's the way. It's always been. These are principles that exist that people just don't want to talk about. I talk about them. Well, the people in the shadows, they work with them. It's called alchemy. Freemasons, at the highest level of government, kings, queens of countries, they deal in the Wiccan. They deal in the witchcraft as a practice of their family rituals. Breakspear, Aldobrandini, Reynolds family, DuPont, Chagi family. I'm getting them all mixed up in the inner and outer Illuminati. I'm just giving you names that really operate. Astor family, Kennedy family, Russell's, Onassis. All these are Illuminati hybrids. Medici. Sinclair. Vanderbilt. Disney. All these families, you can find them. They're there. They tell you right off the get-go. Orsini. Orsini family controls the Vatican. Yes, that's pretty high. Because the Vatican controls the other governments. Orsini family are Italian, not Jew. They control the Nicholas, which is a black pope, and old Francis there is a white pope. The duality. The dark is the evil. Nicholas, the black pope. Jesuits, nothing but a bunch of murderers. It's getting a lot of paid off a lot. A lot of practice. They're very smart boys, but they're smart murderers. All the way back to the 16th century. Loyola. Before that was Alumbrados out of Spain. That's where the Inquisition began. Well, duh, yeah. Now you got it? That's reality. Man, get away from religion and get with Jesus. Not about religion, but back to the symbols. They use these as power generators. It operates. It works. I'm aware of how these forces work by the Holy Spirit that shows you. But how to educate others is very difficult. People don't like talking about it. They run away. But you can defeat it. You can deal with it through the blood of Jesus. It's the full armor of God. It's very important to protect your family. I can't go into great detail about this because it's just massive. I plead the blood of Jesus over me before I go into it and start studying it myself, because you can get caught up in it. It's very dangerous to get messed around with. You know, you have different energies that's drawn and expressed by different formations and symbols, colors, vibrations, smells, aroma, candles, with ritual is powerful when they do the ritual because it draws demons to them. The demons affect the physical by giving them power things start moving around. People get possessed. It's ooh, ah, wow time. You see. So they give some power to humans doing this to make the humans more in tune to it so they'd be rewarded. Look what I can do. I can make this. And that makes the person feel powerful, like on your, what is it, the Harry Potter movie. That's, it's just a teaching tool of Wicca. Blair Witch is a teaching tool. It's a movies. Movies teach. Right under your noses. On TV, the three witches or whatever. My Little Pony, my whatever. That's teaching your children duality and witchcraft. You don't know that, but it is. If you look it up, actually, if you would actually take the time, doggone it, if you take the time and really look into it, and stop going to stupid Hilton Head, and doggone it, to pay attention to your children and what's going on around, you'd find out for yourself. And why your family is falling apart. Maybe falling apart and you don't even know it. Or why your child comes home wearing these symbols that you don't even know about. It's bringing evil to your home, and going to church ain't going to get it. You're going to have to be delivered. All right? And you wonder why they go to drugs. Why they die when they go to a concert and they take a drug. Why to do that? Because that influence, family, this, oh man. This is why children that are good children in your eyes go to these concerts. It puts a spell on them. That's a no-brainer. And then at that moment of weakness, they take this, these drugs or something, and it kills them one time because they never had it before. And they die. There's testimony over and over of good kids, quote-unquote good kids, that go to these concerts, and through the possession, the concerts are nothing more than the same thing as Mecca, where they go around that, that cube. The cube is Saturnalia worship, Zoroastrianism. It's evil. It's a Dickens. They don't know that. Some of them don't even know it. It don't matter if they know it or not. They get possessed when they go to Mecca and they do that one thing around. That's possession right there. In the Catholic Church, they do the ash thing on the forehead. Your pineal gland, where your soul is located, is in the back of your head, right there in the forehead, right in the back in the middle of the brain. The Roman Catholic Church is based on pagan beliefs under the ground and root system. Now you know why. I told you I wasn't going to be making any friends today, but I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to tell you the truth. You got to be delivered to get that demon out of your home, get those demons out of your body, and then your pride comes in. How dare you say no? A Christian can be demonized, not possessed. But then when they go with the pagan movements and so forth, they become possessed. Some of them are faked in believing that they're Christians. They can be possessed and not know it. The drugs, actions of a certain type, open up portals of the body. I know the New Agers call them chakras or whatever, but... but they work, actually. Well, here's the deal. They talk about, for example, how they built the pyramids. You had back in those days giants that were called Nephilim in the NIV. Unfortunately, that's used quite a bit. The NIV is about as scrap as it can get. But they call them Nephilim in NIV, but in the real Bible, the King James Bible, they call them giants. And they were giants. They weren't just basketball player height. We're talking 20, 30, 40, 50 foot. They were Nephilim. There I went again. They were giants, had different DNA, because they were born of the fallen angels and daughters of man. Some of the women that gave birth to these giants died in childbirth, to say the least. You think a 15-pound baby is big? Well, you have no idea. And then they would accelerate the growth by alchemy. Okay? Now, others were men of renown, strength, knowledge, big-headed little buggers. That I call them bubbleheads because of the DNA difference. They were born in those days, like the pharaohs later after the flood. See, the flood destroyed these abominations. That's what God had to flood. Destroyed the dinosaurs. Destroyed because dinosaurs evolved. Dinosaurs Forced evolution. Yeah. Manipulation of DNA of animals by alchemy created those dinosaurs. That's not God's creation. It's abominations by Satan before the flood to destroy God's creation and mankind. God destroyed them before they even got, so that eight people left. Noah, wife, three sons, three wives. That's what the flood was all about. After the flood came Nimrod, remember? From Ham, Cush, Nimrod. And then the fallen angels came back. A second group came back and began again. From their lust, they brought witchcraft. They brought the arts, alchemy, came back again. The pharaohs were Nephilim. The pharaohs wore those those head dresses, whatever, right? Sticks up because they were bubbleheads. Bubbleheads, that's... Their brains were bigger. They brought the science. They brought the alchemy, possession. They migrated to Europe. And between the migration of the pharaohs to Europe to become the blue bloodline, the Caesars were put in place to kill those that were Christians. Anyone that followed Jesus or followed the true word of God. Before Jesus, of course, but to wipe them out. But the pharaohs were the hybrids that moved to Europe. And that's your kings and queens bloodline all the way up to Charles Mann, King John. That's what I'm talking about here. Well, they brought with them the knowledge. Freemasons at the highest level retained that knowledge. That's why they have to have it so secretive. That's what the secrets are all about. It's how Satan has set up his attempt at his kingdom. So how they build the pyramids, this is part of what we're talking about here. It's called, and look it up now, acoustical, man, don't ask me to spell it, acoustical levitation. By putting certain instruments that they designated into certain geometric formations, playing certain tunes designated by the fallen angels, trumpets, other instruments, in certain geometric figures, would change the DNA, would change the molecular structure of the rocks, make them lighter. The Nephilim would lift them up and put them in place. They don't tell you about that. Go ahead now. I do not want you to believe me. I want you to look up acoustical levitation and behold. That's how they did it. They do not want you to know that. Frequency vibration changes the molecular structure. Well, for example, you have your proverbial opera singer. Look at this stupid commercial where this woman has a... I bought a 4G and all the women scream and all this and all the glass breaks. Ridiculous commercial. But anyway, you have an opera singer. You got a nice fine crystal something another wine glass. And the certain opera singer goes at such a high octave. Well, because she's affected the vibrational quality of that glass to the point that it shatters. It causes a vibrational change. You change the vibrational structure of ice with energy, you get what? You get water. Change it even more, you get steam. So what's the big deal? You see, that's how it works. It's all molecular structure. You add energy to it, you got to change. Microwave transmission, ELF transmission, changes DNA. Speaking another language starts changing DNA. They've proven that already. Yeah, buddy, that's right. They know how to change vibrational structure. You change the vibration of a tumor, the change the frequency of it, you'll cure that tumor just like that. They don't tell you that, do they? You see? See, God created these principles. He don't need, here we go, He don't need symbols, incantations, frequency modifications, and all this other thing. Spells and all that. He don't need that to affect changes in his life, his world, excuse me, his universe. He does it naturally. He has that energy because he created it. Now, Satan has quantified the principles that God created with symbols of elements, formulas, mathematics, science, colors, vibrations. He's quantified it. He calls them musical notes. You got it now? So that way, by the formulas, he can manipulate God's creation. It's called alchemy. You see how it works? How do you think Jesus changed water to wine? He has innately that power. And by his own power, he changes the molecular structure by changing the frequency of water into wine. At his own power, he thinks that it happens. But Satan can't do that. Satan's got to use supernatural by trial and error till he learns the formula, how to do it. You see how that works? So when God heals, when Jesus heals, he supernaturally changes the frequency vibration of that tumor, of that eyesight that's losing. He or runs the devil out, the causing it, or the demon. This is all supernatural. It's all physics, biology, chemistry. Satan manipulates it. God creates it. That's what's going on around us today. So when they have pollution, and when the fallen angels come in as aliens and ascended masters, that big lie, what they already know what to do is the pollution, say oil pollution. All you got to do is change the water vibration into a known frequency that equals the water, and the oil will just disappear. Because the frequency will change to equal that of the water again. It's crystal clear, brand spanking new again. Star Trek does that. They use these, what we think are fantastical science fiction, which is really what they have an idea about doing, because the Masons already know this, where they can change the vibration of a disease to cure it by manipulation, by technology. God don't need that. See, that's what's going on around us. That's alchemy. By them doing it without God's help. That's why an abomination to God. And it only goes so far, too. Now, you see, I've given you more detail than I intended on, but that's kind of what's happening. So, that being told to you, that little bit I've just explained, that's why they have learned the different formations, like the pentagram, hexagram, which is the Star of David. That's what that's all about anyway, is witchcraft. Star of David is not about the Jews. The pentagram on our flag, called the star, it's not about the star for each country and each state and all that. No, it's the occult is what it's representation of. And the 13 stars and stripes are the 13 Illuminati families. Unfortunately, that's true. Arabs, the flag they have, the half moon, that's worship of Allah. Yeah. Moon God, Satan. And the star is Lucifer on their flag. Green, dark green is Lucifer's color. Color, frequency, vibration, channeling. You understand this? It's all connected. Every flag, every symbol has power behind it for now. So actually they act as magnets and transmitters of spells, drawing demons to the person, the house, or the group, or the coven. Whether they like it or not, believe it or not, it don't matter. You can say you can throw that thimble of blood into the ocean and say, I just don't believe a shark's going to go to it. Well, you can not believe it all you want, but right there's going to be some sharks. You better not be in the water when it happens. You can believe it won't happen all you want to. I just don't believe a shark is miles away is going to so I'm just going to throw it in and not care about it. Well, you're going to be shark bait because that shark's coming. You understand? So just because you don't believe in this, it don't mean it's not true. They hope you don't believe in it. They don't want you to believe in it because they want you to use it. That's why you better pick very carefully what logos you use for your organizations and movements. Because you pick a logo that's based on satanic worship and alchemy, it's going to curse your movement. It's going to curse your house. It's going to curse your child. It's going to curse your effort. That's why knowledge is very important about Satan's devices. I'm giving you all the truth here. Whether y'all believe it or not, want to leave, go somewhere else and listen, that's up to you. You want to listen about Ebola? Go on ahead. You want to listen about voting, which doesn't even count anyway? Go on ahead. But it won't make a bit of difference because voting is baloney. I proved that the other day. Ebola set up a long time ago. The way they start the pandemic is by the vaccinations when it gets started. Family's all set up. There's a bunch of baloney. Just to get your mind off what I'm telling you right now. This is what's controlling the world today. So these symbols, colors, vibrations, incantations act as magnets. Ouija board, all that stuff is real. It draws demons to the person, the house, the group, or coven, whatever. For example, the triangle or the pyramid. Those geometric figures attract different energy levels or demons than the five-pointed star or the hexagram, the six-pointed star, which is a Zionist emblem. All the symbols. And if you learn them, you'll see that they call runes, R-U-N-E-S also. Wiccan use it. Druids use it. Attract certain demons, like a calling card. And they each release the energy received in a different levels or planes of existence. You have seven principalities in the second heaven. You have three heavens. First heaven is earth, the physical realm that you and I operate here in and live in. Then you got the second heaven, which is outside the earth in the universe. The universe that we see is the second heaven. It's still physical, but it's outside the earth's atmosphere. A human body cannot live out there, even with a spacesuit on. Isn't going to happen because of radiation. The microwave go right through it and fry you like a goose in a microwave oven. They don't tell you that there. And beyond the second heaven, see, a supernatural can only live in the second heaven. And a portal allows the supernatural to come in the physical by taking on a body or fallen angels with certain incantations, certain death and destruction, they can actually form a body. Genesis 6:2-6:4. Job 38:7. Sons of God of the Old Testament. That's what they did. By the death and destruction caused before the flood, was able to give them enough energy in the tree of life, the Kabbalah, to be able to form a body. It will allow it. You see how up close and personal this really is? So these symbols have different energy levels that they know about. They each release the energy received in the different levels or planes of existence called the principalities. And these formations have different functions. They attract energies. You know why they passed the Federal Reserve in Christmas, December 25th? There's a reason why. First, they got rid of most of the senators. I'm going to tell you how important this really is. And December the 25th is the birthday of Mithra, not Jesus. No, sir. No way. And 24th of December is the birth of Tammuz. That's what that's for. So during the period of certain holidays that they've designated, pagan holidays, December 25th, see, Jesus was born in September. But December 25th is Mithra. And the stars and the constellations and the veil of the veil between the second heaven and first heaven is thinnest at certain days of the year. That's when they do their incantations. And that night of December 25th, 1913, they passed the Federal Reserve Act. That night, many children died. That night, many incantations were said. And they got that thing passed. They're going to do the same thing in Oregon. That's why there's an accumulation of witches up in Oregon you don't know about. Because they want to pass the Child Euthanasia Act and get it made legal inside the United States so your children can kill themselves. And the wicked are behind this. As in Oregon, they're doing all kinds of incantations, killing animals and people, that they're doing, bringing in this evil to Oregon and Washington State. So they'll get this thing passed to allow abortions and child euthanasia to become law. There's your child sacrifice made legal. It's coming. Now, tell me it's not personal. I bet you if I was in an auditorium, I'd hear a pin drop about now. Now, Belgium, they've already passed it. It's already being done. Child euthanasia. Under 18 can kill themselves legally for various reasons. In London, England, UK, they passed it again. A woman was given permission by a judge to kill her disabled child. It took 14 days for that child to die. But they got the precedence set. It's coming to the United States. Then they're going to pass the International Rights of the Child to take the rights of the child away from the parents. That means the parents can't stop the child from killing themselves legally, or you're going to jail, no matter what you do. I've been warning people about this over and over and over in my little old world here. Hillary Clinton's behind it. Evil to the absolute core. She's trying to get that passed in 1989. They failed to do it. Thank God. You got Boykin heading up there, General Boykin. He's a Knights of Malta. Watch what he does up in Oregon. Keep an eye on him. He's a Knights of Malta, like Rick Joyner. Churchill was a Knights of Malta. Mandela, that murderer, he's a Knights of Malta. Mandela couldn't hold a candle to Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was a real man of God. Mandela, evil to the core. Panetta, Knights of Malta. Look at what they do. Now these symbols, formations, they attract energies, right? Well, they fuse the energies together, or they radiate them in proper channels to further their agenda or their spell casting. When you say spell casting, see, it's been so trivialized on TV, horror movies, all that has been trivialized. Well, when you say casting a spell, all they're really doing is dispatching or causing a demon to go do their bidding. And they think they're in control. But the Wicca, the humans that's doing this, are not in control at all. Okay, your Pentagon has weaponized Wiccan. Many members of your military, high-level hierarchy, in the Pentagon, in Fort Bragg, in Camp Lejeune, and most definitely Fort Hood, are into Wiccan. From your generals and colonels, majors, are pulled into it through Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and they do the robe thing. You understand this? So the troops see them as heroes and all that. When at night, in certain areas, they wear the robes and they kill. And they do incantations. That's why they're bringing Wicca back in now, openly. That's why homosexuality in the military is needed for them, because that's an abomination which pulls God's spirit away, allowing them to do their Wicca and their witches and spelling and all this, that, and the other. They have a more free reign to do it now. They do not want this told. I can tell you that right now. But this is what's going on today. But what they do is they say it's furthering the evolution of humanity. You know what I call that? When they tell you we're doing this to further the evolution of humanity, the fifth dimension, for man to become God, 3:22, Genesis 3, verse 22, man to become as God. Mormons believe at the highest level they're going to inherit a planet. And the Hindu believe you keep coming back over and over and over and over and over, you get better and better and better and better and better. More God-like, God-like, God-like. You see, that's what that, you got something common here, don't you? And the fallen angels is going to come as aliens, ascended masters, in the New Age movement. They're here to teach us now, since we've entered the atomic age, that we're now ready to be evolved into the next level. And those that talk about this God thing, they're evil. They're going to hold you back. That's what's going on. This isn't a movie script. This is real. They've reversed it. You were set up for this throughout the 60s. Through almost all the songs of the 60s were based on the occult. The fifth dimension. Yeah. They're telling you all about it in songs. Almost every song. The music is frequency vibration. The music casts spells. This is confirmed by almost every one of the singers, songwriters, movie producers. Man, they're telling you it is, and you're not listening. People aren't listening. All you listen to is the music getting down and grooving. I'm one of them. Family, I was into the rock and roll. I was into the disco here and disco there and this, that, and the other. You understand? In Buffalo, New York. Oh, yeah, a bald-headed disco boy. I was a Marine disco dancer. I had no idea what was going on. No clue. All I wanted to do was bring little scrubby little civilians in the Marine Corps. And then one day go fight and kill somebody. That's what I had in my mind. That's all I wanted to do. There you go. Now you have it. So my mind was not there. I had no idea what I know now. No clue. Not remotely. I didn't really know about this whole thing until about 2006, actually. About floored me when I started finding all this stuff out. I didn't believe it. Until I started testing it, going after it, and I said, oh my gosh, it's all real. Their lie is furthering the evolution of humanity. That's what they're telling the Freemasons. This is, the ends justify the means. What's it equal? Well, when they say it like that, it's like I got an old, moldy, rotten cake, and I got company coming over, so I just go down to the store down here and buy me some icing, new icing, just cover the cake up, just hoping nobody cuts into it. Ugh. Yuck. You can eat the icing, but don't eat the cake. Same thing, saying it furthering the evolution of humanity, baloney. It's to further the possibility you go into hell. That's what it's for. And destroy this world. They're lying to you. These forces were greatly accelerated after the year exactly 1975. That was the beginning of the third phase of the New Age movement. And Michael Aquino, who runs the Pentagon pretty much in the mind control area, General Michael Aquino, the founder of the Temple of Set, works at your Pentagon. Took over Aleister Crowley and all these other Satanists. Invoked the power of darkness, beginning the third phase of the New Age movement in 1975. And that's when, I keep forgetting little names every now and then. Shirley MacLaine, I remembered it. I'm not getting old after all. Shirley MacLaine, in the movies, on the beach, I am God. That was inference to what's coming. You see, all that the movies they use, TV they use, music they use, religion they use. '75 is a revelatory stage of the third stage of the New Age movement. It was invoked at the Wesak of 1975. The Wesak Festival is evil to the core. Then, of course, Michael Kino invoked the Prince of Darkness, Satan, whose name in the New Age movement is Sanat Kumara. They don't want you to know that either. That's Satan. So when the Bible says, when they ask where Satan is, where are you? I'm walking to and fro, back and forth upon the earth. Well, he's doing that with the name of Sanat Kumara. I can tell you his name. The real Satan of the Bible. If you don't have enough energy to maintain a body, he'll possess one and channel through it. That's how it really works. Overshadowing or channeling. That's where your Dalai Lama comes in. So you're going to find out later. Right now, I'm definitely not going to win any friends here. But you're going to find out later how evil the Dalai Lama really is. When it happens, you're not going to believe it. But it's coming. And I'm fully confident of telling you this at the expense of my credibility going down the tubes. I can tell you right now, that bald-headed boy is evil to the core. That's why it doesn't appear to be evil. But the monks on the Himalayas and Tibet, those areas where they're separated from everybody and do all that meditation and kung fu stuff and all that, what they're there for is to clear their bodies and mind to be allowed to be possessed, to bring the messages, like little MP3 players, if you will, from the fallen angels. That's why they're on the mountaintops, because the mountaintops, like Mount Shasta, Himalayas, a lot of silica allows the portals to open in those areas. That's why they're there. That's why they're on the mountains, because the silica. Tower of Babel. Nah, you see how that works? This is linked to what's called the mystery of the Bodhisattvas. Bodhisattvas. And there's more. I'll never stop as long as I can educating the masses if people want to know about how this really works. But these symbols have power for now. The fish symbol that they have. At one time, it was used by the Christians secretly, because when they came out in public, they were killed. It's called the Inquisition. So they had symbol to identify each other, but the occult has moved this symbol. They've taken control of it. The fish symbol is used for a millennium worldwide as a religious symbol associated with a pagan great mother goddess. It's the outline of her vulva. Yeah. The fish symbol was always drawn by overlapping two thin crescent moons, and one represents the crescent shortly before the new moon, the other shortly after. When the moon is just visible, the moon is the heavenly body that's been associated with the goddess, as the sun is a symbol of the God, but not God of the Bible. You see how they intermingle all this? Now, the Bible tells you, it's way a step ahead. If I can find it here, since some of these things just come to my mind as I'm talking. About how the Bible tells us about what to stay away from. It talks about, I believe it's in Corinthians, if I can find it, it's essential I find that really. I believe it's Colossians, hold on a second, y'all. Yep, there it is. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Colossians 2:16. Man, it tells you right there. In Colossians 2:16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Now watch this one. You better sit down on this one. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, including into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. The fallen angels give man the ability to manipulate the environment by alchemy and kind of puffs them up a little bit. And it talks about worshiping angels. It's fallen angels. That's what we're talking about here. It's up close and personal here. And the Bible tells you. The link between the goddess and this fish was found in various areas of the ancient world also. How Satan's a deceiver. In China, the great mother Kuan Yin often portrayed the shape of a fish. And in India, the goddess Kali was called the fish-eyed one. An Egyptian Isis, hello, Isis was called the great fish of the abyss. In Greece, Delphos. In ancient Rome, it's called the Dies Venus, Diverius, blah, blah, blah. Day of Venus, pagan goddess of love. Valentine's Day, hello. Scandinavia, the great goddess of the named Freer. I just go on and on about this, about the fish symbol. How it works. It's all in our history. It's in our lives. Symbols in themselves are just that, inert. Just sitting there, nothing. But added to action becomes active. Attracts demons. The dialectic is used by the Illuminati. See, symbols are not of God. Symbols are not needed, as symbols are from witchcraft and Freemasonry. That's it. If you're protected and godly, then in my little old opinion here, won't matter much. These signs, because God's Holy Spirit will render them null and void. People don't believe this. Well, look at that wire. It's got electricity running through it. You see it? No. Then don't believe it. Go ahead and grab it and see what happens. That's how it works. It would do you good to understand these symbols when your child comes from school and starts wearing them or puts a tattoo on you, their body. Now it becomes active. Objects that are in a house that have been possessed brings a curse upon that house. Children that have these symbols are being cursed, and many don't know. For example, the Ouija board. The main reason for abortion is for depopulation, for example, and human sacrifice to Lucifer. It's what abortions are all for. John Todd family, Illuminati by way of Astors, he talks about how they do this. And what happened back in the 60s. And they killed him. He was a member of the Illuminati. And after he was going around talking about all this, they had to pull him off. They put him in an insane asylum. And that went on for a while. Then even before the day he left it, they picked him up. And they never seen him since. He was by bloodline, member of the Council of 33. And he's kind of like a errand boy, but he was taught and trained by them. And he went public. For example, let's do this. See how this works. I'm just going to go by instinct. Let's see what happens.
Now this jewelry I'm going to show you, except the second two pieces, could not be bought in a store until a few years ago. You stop and think about it when you started seeing this stuff. To buy these symbols here, you had to go to an occult store. Of course, that was easy for San Francisco. They've always been a little weird. But you'd go to the occult stores, but you had to prove that you were initiated witch of a coven before they would sell the stuff to you, and it was made by their coven silversmith. The first one's called a pentacle. If you put a circle around it, it's called the pentagram. It's a symbol of witchcraft. And one point up, it's a symbol of witchcraft. 2 points up, like it's showing kind of there, it's the symbol of Satanist church, the symbol of the horned god. You might also notice it's also the symbol of the Eastern Star. We were in San Francisco last night, and in the building that the Illuminati houses the Rothschild's private enforcer, Isaac Bonowitz. He's like a living computer. He's also one of the members of the council that I left. In the store down below, which sells many pieces of occult jewelry, they sell ladies' compacts with Eastern Stars embedded in them, with all the little runes and so on. This is called the hexagram, not the Star of David. The Star of David is a name change on it. David was dead and buried when that star was created by a son that had backslid and went into demonic worship. Solomon would seal his documents of war and his occult documents with that thing. They call it the Crest of Solomon or the hexagram. And that's where the word to hex or to cast an evil spell came from. Witches, when they conjure demons, they call the demons up to talk to them in person. This star must be drawn on the floor for the demon to arrive in, or it won't appear. Now that gives you an idea. It's the most evil sign in the occult world. This symbol in various forms means that you're an initiated witch of witchcraft. And if you'll watch television, well, I'm sure you do. If you watch television, you'll notice that many of the television stars are now wearing this symbol openly. Why not? Christians don't know what it means. You also notice it was a sign of the Shriners, too. This one up above is being sold. Oh, well, this one. Oh, well. Somehow, there we go. Let me get out. I don't think it's going to work. There we go. Hey, we got it worked out. The first one's called the Ankh. They call it the Cross of Life now. It's done in Christian bookstores and so on. The Cross of Life, or the Ankh, comes from Egypt. Means that you're a worshiper of Ra, the sun god. That's the Egyptian name for Lucifer. So it means that you worship Lucifer. It means that you despise virginity, that you're against virginity, that you practice orgies, and that you believe in reincarnation. That means that you don't believe in heaven or hell, that when you die you're going to come back again, and the word of God is a lie because it says you'll live once and then judgment. But they say no. The next is the broken cross, the peace sign. Didn't originate in Frisco or London during the peace movements. It's been around a long time. We've heard a lot of cracks about it, you know, the footprint of an American chicken and all this type of thing. This is what it is. When a person wants to become a member of witchcraft and they come from a Christian background, I didn't have to take this initiation because I was born into witchcraft. They're given a cross made out of ceramic clay, you know, baked clay, and it's turned upside down, and they take the crossbars and they break it. Forcing the crossbars down and break the crossbars off. And they throw the pieces to the floor and shatter it. And the priest or priestess, whoever's doing the initiation, then announces, you are free from the bondage of the Christian church. And because of this act, you shall have peace evermore. Thus, the peace sign. It's called the broken cross. This one you're not going to find until about a year from now. Anybody ever seen this symbol before? Everybody wants 666. You're right. 666. It's three overlapping sixes. Okay, here's where you can find it. You can find it on the world currency printed out of Brussels. We bought $10 billion of it, but our president decided that it's better to go with a credit card than the currency now, so we're not going to use it. You'll find it in clothing and shoes made in the common market countries, in the labels of the clothing. More recent, about a year ago, it was on national television. When the President of the United States, you know, the peanut eater from Georgia.
Jimmy Carter is talking about, and the insignia he's talking about right now is the one on the New King James Bible. He's talking now, 1970s. The New King James Bible came out with a symbol, the tricetra. You also find it on Marilyn Ferguson's The Aquarian Age, something like that. It's the triangle. You'll find the New King James Bible. that New King James Bible is one of the worst ones you can find. That's what he's warning us about, and it came out just like he said. Continuing.
I mean, you know, that's about the best I can do for him. I could say more. Said he had personally designed a national security card.
Carter.
That would be the answer to the problems in the United States, and that every citizen, law-abiding citizen, would have one of these cards to prove they were a law-abiding citizen. You know, whatever. Then, he got done making his speech, he left, his press secretary come up and says to the newsman, here's a picture. Now, for some reason, with all the flashbulbs popping and stuff, that card's picture never got printed in the paper. I don't know why. Maybe they decided it was a bad move. But in the center of the card was a pearl-white glossy card, computer plastic type. In the center, in kind of a gray, with words written over it, you know, but in the background, you know, like a watermark, was this emblem. Welcome to the last generation. They're putting their forces together.
It means
666. If you've been going to the grocery stores and the department stores, you've been noticing the new computer cash registers. The, you know, one shopping step type cash registers, and you put your card in it, ring up the purchase, and it does all the business for you right then and there. Well, all the stores are supposed to switch over to them, and the little horror stores are supposed to get the little phone unit that hooks into your phone, and you zip the card through. This is all supposed to happen in the next year, right on time schedule, just like it should be. Then things will be a little different around here, because by then they plan on destroying the money that you have, and then you'll have to use the card, because the money will be worthless. Now, if you think, if you've been noticing all the television commercials, security is the word that everybody's been using on television commercials. Prepare for the future, pack up for security this and security that. And then they're going to turn around, and they're going to wipe your security off the face of the man. I'm going to destroy that microphone before it's over.
Remember, this is a mid to late 70s. He's talking about this. And everything, now we know. See, and everything he said here, it all came to pass. Yes, it sure did. Hold on, we're continuing now.
Now, if I'm stepping on your little safe world, I'm sorry. I'm trying to tell you something in advance. I'm going to give you a reading list so you don't think I'm the only nut in the world. The first book is None Dare Call Conspiracy. I'm going to give these quick, and then I'll take a few questions. We've got a few minutes, and that's it. The next is The Rockefeller Files. And the last one is Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Carter. Now, those can be found in most bookstores. They're by Gary Allen. But I recommend one that you find in the Christian bookstore. It's called The Day the Dollar Dies. You might decide to invest the financial money that you're saving in your savings account that'll be worthless before this year is out in the work of God. I'm serious. It'll be worthless before this year is out.
It was delayed.
The time next year, the time schedule they have, I'll give you a few events. I'm not prophesying. I'm giving you physical knowledge. You may think I'm crazy. They thought I was crazy back in 1972 when I said we were going to have a fuel shortage. They thought I was crazy back in 1973 when I said watch for the coal mines to close. So you may think I'm crazy, but next year when it's all happening, at least I told you in advance. You got a little bit of warning. There'll be 10 million people out of work this time next year. Now that's when our welfare system, unemployment system, and social security system goes collapse because it won't be able to handle that many
people. It's delayed,
1980s. And you may want to go home and pray and ask yourself what this country's going to be like with 10 million people not eating and not having any money. And then you may want to pray that a lot of souls get won and Jesus comes quickly. I know I'm going to. Okay, I'll take some questions and answers.
Now, these are symbols. These are plans they had in the 1960s, 1970s. Confirm now what he said, and I just now heard this. I've never heard this before. I got the faith that God's going to lead me in the right path, and he just did. I've never seen this one on John Todd, Satanic Symbols. I just now picked it up about 10 minutes ago, and I listened to it as you did. Because I know he's telling the truth, and right there confirms. Now, they did not say about, this is around 1980s, about all this is going to take place. Well, did it take place? No, because it delayed. It was delayed. And I can prove that. Right now. 1980s, we're supposed to have went to a new world order. 1933, 1943, New World Order. Didn't happen. 1960, 62, didn't happen. They killed four good, well, one of them I don't agree with, but the other three. So four, It was supposed to cause dissension like Ferguson's going on now. This is all orchestrated, family. They never stop. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, JFK, Bobby Kennedy, by them intervening in their own workings, stopped World War III and a military takeover of the U.S. government. That's what Kent State was all about. Would American servicemen fire on American citizens? That's what that was all about. And it was supposed to start. It didn't happen. 1972-74, Nixon, with General Cushman of the Marine Corps, was going to take over the U.S. government. That's confirmed, family. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Watergate was simply just a symptom of it. Long story short, he divided the United States in 10 regions, 5 states each. Executive Order 11647 in 1972, preparing us to be taken over by the UN. It didn't happen. They tried again in the late 70s, early 80s. That's where Rex 84, Oliver North, Gia Frida, who's North is a Knights of Malta, and Reagan, an actor, she has stayed in movies, pretended to be a president, was a Knights of Malta, with FEMA, were planning another military takeover, just like John Todd said. They were going to do the cards, take the money off, and everything else in the 1980s. And right here's the proof.
Congressional hearing. Reagan was elected to the presidency.
1980s.
He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe that it was.
May I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
Right there confirms that John Todd was correct about a takeover of the Illuminati in the 1980s. Checkmate. The next time would be when Bush came around. Clinton. Obama. It's all been planned out, family. Every single bit of it. By the Wicca. By the Satanists in their government. And European government, and the Vatican, every doggone one of them. You see, that's how it really works. And they lose. They lose. But in the meantime, those tribulations are coming. I'm going to play you one more here. About the symbols that we... see, I sort of sometimes go off in little trails, and sometimes get caught up in it. And other times I need to do it to show you how this expands out into other areas. Um, Now, I want to show you about the symbols and how they invoke, if I can find it here right quick. About how they handle the music. And on the albums. And how witchcraft intermingles with symbols. In reality. And what it does to the children. What it does to the parents. Here we go. Try this, see if this works. I've never played this before. We'll take a stab at it. The term rock means shake up and disturb. And the term roll was used in medieval times as a term of sleeping with someone or having sex back in those days. And the term rock and roll means to disturb and have sex on the occult level. That's what it means. So in the early 70s, John Todd was in the Christian scene. He went against his family, like JFK did and all the rest of them. He is saved by Jesus Christ. He was born again. He made several appearances and audio tapes and all that. You can listen to all of them. And he was drugged, put in jail, and taken out. But after he'd made several attempts, several speeches and so forth. Here we go. This is late 70s, mid-70s, late 70s.
In witchcraft, you may not think that this message has anything to do with you, but you're missing the whole point. I was in a world where it was impossible to become a Christian, and Jesus made me one. I was by one of the girls that I used to live with when I was in the occult world recently. She was at a very important witchcraft meeting that we happened to find out about, and I pulled into the parking lot for a few minutes to see who was there. And she walked by the car and had a couple of Christian brothers with me. She looked in the car and just smiled, kept on walking, never recognized me. That's the difference between the way I am now and the way I was then. When the Lord changes you, He totally changes you. Now, we give our testimony for several reasons, to show that no matter what, whether you were raised a Christian and you know all your life, or you were raised in the worst frame of life, it's still the same miracle. God still saves you just the same. Sometimes I think it's harder to get the PKs and the Christian kids saved than it is the witches. But at the same time, we try to flag you down from going the same direction we went, with drugs. You'll never know the feeling to lose so many friends that should be with you today and so many loved ones because of drugs that we kept convincing ourselves was all right. This isn't some preacher getting up here and telling you that's never been in it. I wished I had a half hour to talk about the worst thing that the occult world ever planned out and carried out. That's called rock music. But I'm going to say two quick things. Parents, the rock music does not belong to you, your kids. If your kids are in your home, it belongs to you and you're answerable for it. And if you want to believe they're garbage, that it's all right, and you want to forget things like Kiss saying that their real name is Kings and Satanic Service, and that rock music is actually satanic spells being cast and being planned by the Satanist Church, and that's a direct quote, then you go right on ahead. Right now, one of the Manson family girls is in trial, and she said the number one thing that the occult world used to brainwash them was Beatle music and rock music. If you want to leave it in your home, I won't go into details why you can't, but if you want to leave it in your home and all the demons that it attracts, fine. If you want your kids to buffalo you, then it's all right. But I recommend you go home today, get a cardboard box, and break the records, and burn those covers, and get it out of your home. And you'd be surprised at how fast your kids come around after they finish throwing their two-year-old tantrum. But I wish that I had the time more on rock music, but believe me, it is the work carefully planned out in the occult world. We spent $8 million to produce Jesus rock music and paid the man who started it, named Chuck Smith, just because Christians were destroying rock music and we were afraid that it would be banned from the Christian church. So we carefully put it in the form of Christian rock music. So if they would spend $8 million to keep rock music in your hands, then the hardcore rock must be even worse. And it is. I'm going to... Okay, Pastor. I don't mind. I drove all day so I could say these things. I was the manager of Zodiac Productions, which Zodiac Productions... name's been changed since then. I'm not even sure what to call it now, but it's the largest music conglomerate in the world. owns RCA Records, Columbia Records, Motown Records, owns almost all the concert booking agencies in the United States. And that's not even the name of the company that owns it. The name of the company that owns it is Brenner Enterprises, and Brenner Enterprises is owned by Chase Manhattan. Chase Manhattan's owned by Standard Oil, and Standard Oil's owned by the Lords of London. You can track it all back. You kind of get the idea after a while. But I was the managing president of Zodiac Productions. It's one of my jobs as being one of these 13 people. Thus, I got to know many of the people who produce music and sing the music and play the music that you play. Recently, one of the top people in rock music from the group, can't think of the name of the group now, it's one of the top rock groups still in existence that's been around a long time, was just saved. And he told how when they'd play in their concerts, they would control through witchcraft spells in their mind the people to do different things in the audience. And that they'd work the audience up not with the music, but with their mind and their music combination. Now, one of the closest friends that I got during that time that I obtained was a man named David Crosby, Crosby, Still, Nash & Young. I saw David the day before Christmas last year, talked with him. I got him away from this witch that he had with him. He told her to go shopping. We were in West Hollywood, and I was witnessing around to people I knew. We went off in this store, and we started talking. I said, David, I'd like to ask you a couple questions. I said, I already know the answers, but I've been gone for 5 years. I'd like to know if certain things are still the way they were when I left. I said, now I have to explain some of this when I'm done, because you're not going to understand it all unless you know something about music. I said, do they still take the master to the temple room? Dave said, yeah. I said, do they still have the coven conjure demons into the master? He said, of course. I said, now, I got to know something. What's the main reason for rock music? He said, come on, Lance, you know what the reason is. I said, please, David, I don't want to guess. Tell me what the main reason is. He said, the same as when you were in, so that we can place spells on people that we couldn't cast spells upon. I'll explain what that means in a minute. I said, okay, one last thing. I've been hearing that you must be an initiated witch now to get a record contract. He said, that's right. He said, many of us that weren't total witches have to be witches now in order to produce music. I said, thank you. The master is a tape about as big as the top of this podium that looks like an overgrown 8-track that the album is cut on, and it's placed in a machine that produces and presses the records and the 8-tracks and cassettes that you buy. After it's been recorded, it's taken in. This is why a master's cut months in advance before it's released. On the full moon, it's taken in to a temple room about the size of this auditorium that is in every one of the major music companies behind locked doors up in the executive offices. And it's placed on an altar sitting in the north of the room and a pentagram engraved in the floor. And 13 hand-chosen witches and wizards and a coven come in and conjure a principality or a power-up, usually Regia or something like that, and order him to tell the demons under him to follow every record and every tape coming off of that master. As I tell many Christian parents, you can go home and count your kids' records, probably yours too, and count how many demons at least are there. If that's too hard for you to believe, I'm sorry. That's why they do it. Now listen to me. This is why rock music's addicting. Have you ever seen kids that got rid of their music? They go around like this. They can't wait to find a rock station somewhere and they sneak off just like getting a cigarette or a fix because it's addicting. That's why they can't give it up. The rest of the conversation was this. You can't cast a spell on a Christian, but you can get a Christian to cast a spell on themselves. If you give the permission for the spell to work, being a Christian won't block it. And rock music is not just a song. It is supernatural music that witches carefully designed by their spirit guides or familiar spirits in the form of spells. Now, although the devil's music's power is the music and God's music is the words, much of the songs are written in what we call witch language. I'll give you kind of an idea. You talk, many of you talk on a CB, unless you know what a smoky is, and a 10-4, and a front door and back door and rocking chair and these type of things, you don't know what you're talking about. Same with witches. When you're in the first and second level, you have to learn over 2,000 words that said by anybody else means something totally different than when you say them. Elton John has said he's never written a song or sung a song that wasn't in witch language. And I want to show you something. See how many kids in here will be honest and adults. How many remember and have heard at least several times a song called Hotel California? Somebody tell me what it meant. Quickly, somebody tell me what it meant. Huh? That's pretty close. But from the words, what did it mean?
Well, that's more of a guess. See, most people can't tell you. That's why when people do drugs and they listen to songs in which language, they get some of the meaning. But most of the time, they can't tell you. Stop and think how many songs are out there that you really like, and you don't have any idea what the person was talking about. Beyond the Yellow Brick Road? How about The Destroyer by Kiss? Can anybody tell me what it's about? Kiss said in it, kids, kill your parents. They're talking about Helter Skelter. Beatles sung Helter Skelter in which language nobody knew what it meant. Manson did because he belongs in a process. Helter Skelter is a several thousand-year-old word.
That's what Charles Manson's all about, yet to happen. I've been telling people about this. I haven't heard these before. And God leads me to where I have to go whenever I have to do it during my broadcast. It's not me. And I want you to hear that. This is substantiating what I'm saying. You see, and this is back 30, 40 years ago when they killed John Todd. And this is how they do it. Now, let's bring it up to date. That was 30 years ago. He's telling you about that. Now, let's bring it to, September 2009. Is that close enough for you? And you got the VMA Awards. And 2009, and a couple thousand movie stars in one big auditorium, and you have this on TV, national TV.
Jack. All right, Jack.
Jack Black.
That's good. Backstage, you told me to comment on your muscles if I felt the urge.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for commenting.
I didn't.
I've been working out a lot.
Previous winners of Best Rock Video are some of the most exciting acts of all time. Green Day, Linkin Park, and of course, Aerosmith.
Yeah. Now listen, since we're given a rock award tonight, who wants to pray to the devil with me? Who's in with me? Come on, hey. Let me see those horns. Let me see those horns. Metal. All right. Now take the hand of the person next to you. Come on, Layton. Dear Dark Lord Satan, hope everything's good with you. I'm doing fine myself. Just wanted to say hi and ask you to grant tonight's nominees continued success in the music industry. How's that?
Metal. Very metal.
Thank you.
The nominees for Best Rock Video are...
Can't get more obvious than that. This is not funny. This is real. This is not playtime. This is real. I'm going to give you one more. Melissa Ford. She can't more plainer than this. Can't get more plainer than this. Even one more of these. I got hundreds of these things.
I had to ask some friends.
Melissa Ford.
Hearing a lot about her, and so they told me, you know, who she was and what she was doing, and I come from the school of thought. There's just some things that the public just shouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? Like things that happen between two people, a wife and a husband, girl. I just don't think that it's for mass consumption. I just have always felt that way, and I just think that the whole idea of celebrity and fame has become really convoluted and, you know, kind of bastardized. Like, whereas fame used to be the byproduct of success, and now it's the ultimate goal. And if your ultimate goal is to be famous, then you're going to do a lot to get there. Like, sign your name in blood in a contract with the devil. Like, you're going to end up on a one-way street, and it's going nowhere. Like, that's just the truth. I've seen so many people, like, forsake their moral code and their value systems just for a little bit of fame, and it's not worth it at the end of the day. It's really not worth it.
I've got dozens and dozens of Keisha, Beyonce, Katy Perry. They tell you right out up front on interviews that they gave their soul to the devil. Not just one or two. It's every single one of them. And they actually signed their name, two contracts, in ink and another contract literally in blood with an instrument of some sort to Satan before they can get a contract or they won't make it in Hollywood. It won't happen. They will fail. They won't be given certain contracts. They won't be pushed the next level. They may mediocre get around and do this and do that, but that's about as far as they'll go. This is reality, family. This is reality. The symbols have power. Denying it doesn't change a thing. It just makes it easier for them to operate when you don't know about deliverance. Now, I'm going to talk about deliverance tonight, finish it up, and so forth on the Bible study. I've been talking about it now for this past week, actually. So I want to go into, I've got some time to do. Give an idea. And so parents, you know, you need to know these because your child is going to come home with these. Now see, in the 60s, this is normal. What's the 60s? It's a time for the baby boomers. So the baby boomers don't see anything wrong with it. A Woodstock baby. Yeah, I didn't go to Woodstock. I don't think they'd let rednecks in. Anyway, never mind. See, the majority of people are not aware of the powers of this evil that's associated or attached to certain symbols, signs, and emblems. They don't realize it. They don't know. Ones that do know are Wiccan trying to hide it. And they say the word God and Jesus, and it's okay for them to say that because it hides the truth. Makes it look like they are Christians, and they're not. People for generations have been under the persuasion and influence of demonic powers by having these emblems in their homes or in their possession. And to give light to these symbols, I'm going to give you a few of them. God says, my people perishing for lack of knowledge. In Hosea 4:6. See, he wants us to be aware of these wiles of Satan, the supernatural, how it really works. You have the Ankh, A-N-K-H. It means alone, and it's an emblem that to identify the wearer, whoever wears them, to the demonic realm, says, oh, he's one of us. It's like the gangs having their coat of arms or their coat emblem or whatever. Identifies them with that group. Well, the same thing with Satan. The Ankh is a worshiper of the sun god Ra. Is Satan, a seeker of Satan beliefs, and one who practices the worship of the unknown gods of the supernatural. And so the wearer acknowledges the sun god Ra and works with the voodoo on the unseen world through this hex. Now the symbol is used in worship of the sun god Ra. He gives the wearer power to produce an insatiable desire for orgies, sex, over the edge. The inward, mental, outward, and physical practice of sex in every form, every type of immorality, as a worship, practitioners of witchcraft. And what this Ankh is like a T. Look at a T and put an oval on top of it. That's the Ankh. You got a cross, which is the middle, the phallic symbol of the penis going down. You heard me say that right. And the circle on top is the womb. What that means is man or woman to become man and man to become woman, and that's the Baphomet. It's a fertility symbol of one being to become both man and woman. And they've done that. It's called transgender. It has been accomplished. This is what the big push is. And your sororities and fraternities, your colleges, to be able to share the same bathroom. High schools is coming, if not already there. Combine Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. Bring transgender into the Boy Scouts. That was planned by Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the year 1977 under a report she sent the Civil Rights Commission. It's all taking place. I'm giving you exactly what they're doing. And it says in Ephesians 5:11-12, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, and rather reprove them, expose them, not just teach it, but reprove it, correct it. You're not judging, you're educating. It's a shame even to speak these things which are done in them in secret, unquote. And the crescent that goes on the Arab flags, for example. And our pentagrams know better. And the Star of David, Crest of Solomon. See, I had you hear that. It wasn't planned that way, but it worked out right. the crescent moon and the star in the middle, which is the emblem on the Arab flags, is a symbol used by the worshippers of goddess Diana, known as the Queen of Heaven. In the Catholic Church, because the Roman Catholic Church created the religion of Islam in the 6th century. That's correct. That's why it's all connected. Goddess of Heaven is the Mary thing going on. Mary is not divine. Mary is a mother of Jesus, but she's up there in heaven with him. You can't pray to Mary. Mary is not going to hear you. She's not divine. She's blessed? Yeah. Divine? No. Only through Jesus. Doesn't say in the Bible through Mary and Jesus to be saved. Does not say that there. So they have a goddess in heaven, the Catholic Church, and they also have it in the crescent. That's what it means. The mother of prostitution, the mother of sexual orgies, and the goddess of fertility. You ever watch movies? I'm sure you have. You have Columbia, Statue of Liberty. That's Diana. Surprise, surprise. That's what that means. Not about liberty at all. And nothing to do with liberty. It has to do with Diana. Now you see what where we're headed with this? These are all truth, what I'm telling you. It's worn, this crescent is worn by worshippers of the unknown world, such as astrologers, psychics, gazers of the crystal ball, spiritualists, fortune tellers, and Hindus, Brahma. It's also on the Islamic flag. It's all connected. Every bit of it's connected. When that Deuteronomy 18, 9 to 12 says, quote, "And when thou come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of these nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that use divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter of or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee." He's not playing around. He destroyed the entire world because of this. 8 people survived. What do you think he's going to do now? Man, people out there better wake up. Your leprechaun staff, called an Italian horn, it's an emblem that's known as the occult, as the elf or the fairy's wand. And this was actually introduced by the Lord Druids of Scotland and Ireland. And this symbol was used as an instrument for the Druids during October 31st for castrating animals and humans in the trick-or-treat. That's what that was for. Whoo, shocker. How about that? It's been hexed and is used for luck and fortune now. Satanist priests wear this emblem for prosperity as a charm around their neck. Romans 6:16. See, we're exposing a lot today. I don't know if anybody's going to catch on to it. It's frustrating sometimes. But this is what's going on today. "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants are whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness?" But I tell you what's going on right now today that's connected to all this. You know what's going on today? Ferguson. Riots. Family, it's all a bunch of baloney. It's all made up. It's happening. There's no doubt about that. But the rioters are trained by the same people the cops are. It's all played out to see about how far you're going to go to develop a civil war. In other words, the rioters are trained. The police that are the corrupted ones, and you've got the ones in the rioters that are police in civilian attire. playing the part. Absolutely. It's all to set up destruction by design, just like the civil rights movement. You had people that really wanted freedom. But within that, and Martin Luther King knew that they were infiltrated. He knew about the civil rights workers, Jesse Jackson, Freemasons. He knew they were up there for no good reasons. That's why Martin Luther King pulled away from them and started bringing people together. That's why this Pentagon, CIA, Jesuits assassinated Martin Luther King. Malcolm X figured it out too. So JFK and Bobby Kennedy. That's why they were all four assassinated. Now you got it? You know that horn star? Satanists around the world use this emblem to identify themselves as worshippers of the powers of Satan. They're all the way up to the world leaders. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11. At least Satan should get an advantage on us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Family, I got dozens and dozens of these things. The double crest is a star with a crest and star in the middle of it. You got the hexagram, crest of Solomon, required blood sacrifice. You got the Chrysler badge or pentagram with a badge. That's a symbol of hierarchy, fallen angels. Pentagram. Everything you got is a symbol, and it works. Now, tonight I'm going to talk about deliverance and how to be freed from this. And it'll be recorded. But I'm going to talk about it tonight on Bible study. And, you know, I just don't believe in just blah, blah, blah and leave nothing behind. I believe in leaving something behind that's going to help people. That's going to cause something to happen. Just not just a bunch of mindless rhetoric. But something that's going to help somebody, you know. That's what it's all about. And exposing this and then deliverance. Seeking the name of the Lord, spiritual warfare, that's what solves a lot of problems. We're coming to a pinnacle. We're coming to a height. We're coming to a beginning of another age called the tribulations. We are not there yet. Many will say that are so-called theologians, they're already in the sixth seal. We're already in the sixth trumpet. They can't make their minds up. And they're all dead wrong. Right now, they're trying to come up with a fake World War III to fool us all. To bring in the fallen angels. Remember what I said. They got to bring in some kind of crisis to finally bring in the fallen angels. That will be the first seal. Don't be fooled by this fake Jesus they're going to bring into you called Sanan Emanuel. They're calling him Yeshua right now. Long-haired, white robe, looks just like Jesus in the portrait. That is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's what these Jesus camps are all about, taking children and brainwashing them. Jesus camps, they call them. They're CIA training grounds for the grandchildren of the baby boomers to get them ready for the year 2025. That's what these Jesus camps are all about. Because they will be subservient and followers of what they think is who they think is Jesus. That's what they're developing them for. I know what they're doing. So these grandchildren that are the baby boomers today are seeing this portrait of who they think is Jesus. That ain't Jesus. And they're getting to the point that they're going to do the Inquisition again. Called the fifth seal. Family, y'all prepare yourself. But remember, it was delayed in 1933 because there was righteous people praying. It wasn't time yet. It's delayed in 1943. It wasn't time yet. It's delayed in 1960. It wasn't time yet. It's delayed in 1972, 74, 1983, 84, and 1999. It's all delayed. The New World Order was delayed each time. It's delayed all the way back in 1918, World War I. You see, God's in control, Joint Chief of Staff. You all that worship Lucifer, Council of Foreign Relations, you're not in control. Even if you get your New World Order, it will be a short, short,
time. Because you lose. So you better join the right side. Renounce the blood oath. Take your little bangs and bumps from the mankind. You're going to lose your job. But it's better that than losing your soul. And renounce the blood oath and start telling the truth about who really starts these wars. Well, family, we're at the end. And tonight, Bible study reminds you that we're played up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. John Kirkler of HighPortRadio.net downloads my MP3s. And he plays our broadcast and Bible studies on a random basis. And on his network, and he's going to grow his network, and he has sponsors up there. So if you live in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, look up his website, highpointradio.net, find out who his sponsors are and use them. Or check out his network when you can, and you'll hear me there on occasion. I don't know when how often he plays them, but he says he does, and he does it. Also, my website, watchmanforjesus.com. My Facebook is Watchful for Jesus. Y'all come back now here. So we have a great weekend. And for those that join my Bible study tonight, I'll see you at 8 o'clock. And if not, I'll see you, wow, Monday at 4. So y'all have a great weekend. And God bless y'all. And family, seek Jesus Christ. Prepare yourself for what's coming. Get rid of those symbols and things. Study up on it first to know what you're doing. Don't take my word for it. Do your own. Y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. And we'll see you the next time. Tonight at 8 or Monday at 4. This is The Watchman, signing off.
I am with you every day to the end of time.